Chapter 5. I Go to Work. Mr. Quinion had a business selling wines to passenger ships. The building was very dark and dirty. Two boys worked with me washing dirty bottles. They were then filled again with wine. At that time, I was only 10 years old. I hated the work. On the first day, Mr. Quinion sent for me and introduced me to a gentleman in old but cheerful clothes. He did not have a single hair on his head.
"This is Mr. Micawber," said Mr. Quinion. "You'll live with him while you are working here."
We shook hands.
"I am pleased to meet you, Mr. Copperfield. When do you finish work?"
Mr. Micawber asked.
"At 8 o'clock, sir," I said.
"I'll come here then," Mr. Micawber said. "I'll take you to my house. It's easy to get lost in my part of town."
That night, Mr. Micawber took me home. His house was big, but there was little furniture in it. Mrs. Micawber told me about her husband.
"Mr. Micawber has no luck," she said. "He isn't lucky with money. He owes money to a lot of people, and he can't pay them."
Every week, Mr. Quinion paid me 6 shillings, and I spent all the money on food. In the morning, I ate a piece of bread, and I drank a cup of milk. At night, I ate bread again. It was a hard life. I was poor and often very hungry. But the Micawbers were always poor, too.
"Will you help me, David?"
Mrs. Micawber asked one day.
"There isn't any money in the house, and we haven't any food."
I put my hand into my pocket without a second thought.
"I have 2 shillings here," I told her. "Please take them."
"Thank you, David," she said unhappily. "But I don't want your money. I want to sell Mr. Micawber's books. Will you take the books to a shop for me?"
"Of course," I answered.
I sold the books for Mrs. Micawber and gave her the money. This made her happy again, and she kissed me. After that, I often sold things for her. But this money was not enough to pay everyone that Mr. Micawber owed. In the end, the police came and took the Micawbers to prison. I had to leave their house when everything in it was sold. I found a small room by the prison, though, and I often visited them.